What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about ABDL so that you can enjoy it with your significant other. I'm your host, Lo, and thank you so much for listening. I just want to put it out there that I have never been to any kink events before. I consider myself to be pretty introverted, and I've just always been concerned about privacy or even whether or not I'd actually enjoy going to some of these public events in more of a public setting. I'm an introvert, so I was fascinated when I met Daisy and learned how active she is in her local community. I knew I had to have her on the show to tell us all the details of what goes on at these type of events and how you can find out about them. By the way, if you want to reach out to Daisy, you can find all her contact info in the show notes of this episode at thelittlelounge.com/141. That's thelittlelounge.com/141. On that same page, you'll also find a 90-second preview of my latest ABDL Nurturing Mommy roleplay, so be sure to head over to thelittlelounge.com/141 to check it out. There's also going to be a link there, so you can sign up to get all my roleplays for just $5. I release a new one every Monday, so be sure to check it out. All right, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Let's get started. What's up, Daisy? Welcome to the show.
Hey!
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm really excited to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it as well.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you identify as within the ABDL community?
So I identify as a little and a very new DL.
Very new DL.
I've recently started exploring with it and I've really loved it so far, but it's also very new to me.
So how did you get into it?
So I actually was introduced to the whole kink by one of my ex-boyfriends when I was like 18, 19. And he wanted to explore some of the kink stuff with me, and I agreed, and we started looking into it. And I fell in love with the whole DDLG thing, and it's something I really identified with. And I am just now starting to explore a little bit more of the ABDL stuff just because I've never really had anyone to do that with or felt comfortable or knew anyone who was into it or anything like that.
That's really cool. So was your ex more into the DDLG than the ABDL side?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Okay, so he wasn't necessarily into the diaper part?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. So what were your initial thoughts when he told you about DDLG? Had you heard about it before?
I've always seen like a couple posts on like Tumblr about it, but I never really looked into it or anything like that. He did introduce me to it, and it was honestly, I'm very open to a lot of trying new things in general, and he knew that, and we had started exploring kink, and it just went from there.
That's cool. So did you guys use a lot of like toys and props, like, I don't know, like pacifiers or like little outfits and stuff like that? Or was it more of just your dynamic and you calling him daddy and him like taking care of you?
At first, it was just a lot of the whole verbal and power exchange and just kind of me calling him daddy and us hanging out in that kind of way. And then he did buy me my first pacifier and like my first stuffy.
Aww.
And he got me a onesie, and it started to develop from there.
That's really cool. So you guys, that relation ended for whatever reason, and then you really loved that dynamic and you wanted to have it in your next one?
Yes.
That's really cool. So how did you meet your current boyfriend?
So I am very involved in our local community where I'm at, and I met him at an event.
What? That is so cool. Okay, tell me more, because I've actually never been to any events before. So how did you find out about events, or did you start them?
So it was through FetLife that I found my first event. It was called FLOG, and that's just FetLife Ogden Group. I'm from Utah, so that's like our big one that I started going to at first. And I was pretty nervous about it, but everyone is just super welcoming, and it's honestly such a great community.
That's really cool. How many people go to these types of events?
Oh, so FLOG is like one of the biggest venues here in Utah. So their parties range from 80 to 160.
What?
Yeah. They get really big.
That's huge. Okay, so what type of things are these people into? It's not specifically ABDL related, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. They do a lot of impact play and fire play, needles, blood. Needles is very big here, which is kind of surprising.
I know.
With the whole like Mormon community as well.
Wow, that is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you met him at an event?
Yeah, I did.
So was it like you guys hit it off like first sight?
Oh, no. I completely ignored him like the first time we met. He started talking to me and then the girl I was there with responded to him. So I just let them talk and I just left.
I love it. You're playing hard to get.
I still feel bad about it. Yeah.
So was he into DDLG at all or did you introduce him to it?
So I kind of introduced him to it. We started dating and then suddenly after that we got into a DS dynamic relationship thing. And after we had been doing that for a while, I asked him like, hey, would you ever be interested in doing this with me? It's something I really love to do. I also just love doing service and that's how our dynamic first started. But now it's just, he's my daddy and I'm also his sub girl.
That's fun. So right when you told him, like what was his initial reaction?
He was interested about it, but he never really had done anything in that sort of sense.
Right.
It was never one of his first kinks and he just never really thought about it. He'd probably be better at explaining that than I could.
Yeah. So how did you kind of explain what you wanted? Because I know it's something that a lot of people struggle with is how do you turn someone who's not a daddy into a daddy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I think it's just being able to communicate with your partner and let them know what you want and compromise and certain things if they're not completely into it and like slowly ease all of the fantasies in before you completely delve in. Start introducing little topics here and there. He did always know that I was a little before I met him because that's just what I came to the parties as.
Oh, you were like dressed out in little gear?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All the time.
That's
cool. If I
could wear
it, I would totally do it. Yeah. So it was nothing new to him. He just had never been in the daddy role before.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seemed like he was attracted to you in your like little outfit and stuff. So that's a great sign.
Yeah, it is.
So how many littles do you think actually go to these events?
Ooh, a lot. I've met so many just in the local community.
That's awesome. So do you hang out with these people outside of like the events?
Oh, yeah. I have like a bunch of my little friends coming over on Saturday just to have a slumber party.
What? That sounds so fun. So are you hosting it?
Yeah, I am hosting it. It's something I like to do just because I have nothing else to do.
No, that's really cool. I don't really have that. I don't obviously none of my friends in like my vanilla life are going to come over for a sleepover and like do that fun stuff. So like what kind of things do you guys do?
So on Saturday, I know we're going to go to Build-A-Bear and then we were going to come home and like watch movies and color and decorate sugar cookies.
That sounds so fun. I love that.
Yeah, it should be.
So apparently Utah is the place to go for events.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, we have people from all over, like Idaho and Wyoming. People make the drive just to come to the events.
That's cool. That's really, really cool. So what happens at these like bigger events?
So it's usually like a lot of mingling, just people getting to know each other. And there are usually like a handful of scenes going on at a time. So like someone's usually like getting flogged. Someone's having like fire done or fire cups. There's always rope at all of these events.
That's really cool. So did you?
Which I personally
love. Oh, so have you picked up any kinks like since you started going to these events?
Rope.
Yeah, rope.
I love rope. Yeah, that's like one of my daddy's things. He loves rope. He's a rigger, so we do rope quite a bit. We have like our own hard points in our house now, and we have a whole rig.
You guys are kinky. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So do
it's just me and him in the house.
Yeah. Do they have like educational courses to kind of teach people how to do rope? Is that part of the event or are these people just like super experienced?
So we do have the flog in like all of our other venues here. They have their own classes for rope and like flogging and DS type dynamics, stuff like that. They have them all the time. I'm pretty sure they have them like once a week. I just haven't been to one in a while.
That's cool. So you said you're kind of new to like the DL aspect of your dynamic with your daddy, right?
Yes, very new.
Okay, so how did you bring that up? Because that's like a whole nother thing, you know, besides DDLG. I mean, how do you tell someone, like, I want to wear a diaper?
He very much encourages me to be honest in what I want with our relationship. And I have a lot of friends that wear regularly. So it's not like something very new and foreign to him.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I like wear pull-ups around the house a lot, and he thinks it's cute.
Aww.
And I just like brought it up one night, and he's like, yeah, I like it when you do that. If you want to start wearing more, I totally encourage it.
He sounds so supportive.
Oh, he is. He's amazing. I love him.
That's awesome. So what have you tried so far?
I've tried the DC Armoires and the Rear Safari.
Oh my God, the rears are the best.
I know. Those are my favorites so far, honestly. I have so many of them now. I honestly haven't tried too many. I've tried like the Little for Big ones that they just came out with.
Those are adorable. Cuties. Oh my gosh.
They're super cute and they're super comfortable.
Yeah. So has he like gotten to the point where he's changing you and stuff like that? Or are you guys still kind of slow playing it?
Not yet. I'm just not entirely comfortable with it entirely yet.
Oh, trust me. I get it, girl.
Yeah. So I'm just like, maybe let's wait on that. He's offered to and, you know, but I'm just a little awkward about it.
Oh, no, I totally get it. It is awkward. I mean, it's such a vulnerable position to put yourself in, right? Like, I mean, when I first introduced TK to it, like, I literally had to show him how to do it. He had never put a diaper on anyone, like, not even a baby. Like, so he was like, how does this thing even work?
I feel like we're going to run into the same problem.
Exactly. The first time was so awkward. I mean, I hear people who like it's not awkward for them at all. And, you know, it goes well. Like that was not the case for me. Because I had to be like, OK, now pull this part up. And then we do it like this. And I'm like, kill me.
Oh, my gosh. No, I totally understand that. I'm like not even great at doing it myself. So. Like, oh, my tapes are always so wrong.
Oh, no.
I've, like, ripped the tapes off of so many of my diapers, and I have to use, like, duct tape.
You know, you might want to try the dinosaur ones from Tykeables because they have, like, the Velcro, so you can take them off put them back on.
No, I've definitely tried those. I have a friend. He gave me some. He's like, you should try these. And I was like, okay. And every single time I tried to put one on, I always ended up ripping off the tab.
What?
I don't know how. Yeah, everyone's like, I don't understand why you have such an issue with those. Like, me either.
They're supposed to be easier.
I just always rip the tapes off of those. Any of the, like, hook and pull or the Velcro ones, I just have such a hard time with.
I didn't know it was such a skill to have, like, to do the tapes so right. But I've had this fetish my whole life, so lots of practice, watched lots of videos, you know. Add that to my resume. Can put on diapers really well.
I think it's so difficult. I'm still learning.
Okay, so I hear people say, like, oh, FetLife is the place to, like, find events and do this. But, like, can you walk me through, like, how you actually find them? Like, what do you search for?
So it usually has you put in, like, the area where you live. So, like, Salt Lake and Utah in general. And then it pops up all these different events, like munches and parties and the classes. Usually, most people want you to go to a munch before you go to any event, just so people know you're not there to, like, out anyone or to know that you're not shady.
So they're vetting you, basically, right?
Yeah, they vet everyone, usually. You have to have a sponsor to get into most of the events. I don't think I've ever been to a venue that doesn't have to have you sponsor before you get in.
That's cool, though. I like that. Yeah. It's like a gatekeeper to make sure, you know, everyone's safe, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And Yeah. And some venues have like rules. You have to be sponsored like 3 times before you can start going on your own. Or others are like, as long as you've been sponsored once, you're fine. It's just different with all of them. And usually if you're not creepy, it's very easy to just find a munch to go to.
There's one checkbox. Don't be a creep. That's the only.
Exactly. Like just that's the only rule, really.
I like that. I can hang with that. Okay, so the difference between a munch and like one of these more exclusive events is, I've heard, at least from my understanding, that a munch usually happens in more of like a public place. Is that true?
It's usually like a coffee shop or a restaurant, and everyone just gets together and meets if they're there for the first time. We usually have like a lot of regulars come by or at these events often.
Yeah.
And people can usually meet them and see if they are, you know, just to make sure they're not creepy.
Yeah. So when you first went to a munch, were you by yourself?
I did go by myself.
What? You are so brave.
Weird and out of crazy. Yeah. It was very strange for me to go by myself, but I just like, built up the courage and I just went in by myself. It was fine because everyone was just super inviting and I like made friends instantly, but it was still really nerve-wracking.
You had no idea what to expect, did you? Because I can't even think. I don't even know what I would expect. Like, do people just show up in normal clothes?
Yeah, usually. And sometimes they'll have like the group name on like a t-shirt somewhere, so you know you're at the right spot.
Okay. Is the group name something obvious? Like, is it like Diaper Lovers here? Or is it like, okay. I wanted to just make sure. I don't want to like see like a neon sign with like, you know.
No, for like they have one for like The Path, which is a class that you can take at an event or at a venue in Salt Lake. So they have like Path shirts. That's or like cool. The Clubhouse has their own shirts. Yeah, things like that. They're not always very obvious.
Okay, I figured, but you know, I had to ask just in case, because that would be something I would be concerned about. But so do you consider yourself an extrovert?
Oh, not at all. I'm very much introverted.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that, because you went to this event by yourself, which is like, I mean, you have to force me to go to even my friends' events sometimes because I'm so introverted. So it's cool that you were able to go by yourself. And then you've been going to like, I don't know, how many events have you been to so far?
Oh, so many at this point. I like go to we usually have party at our venue, which is our house. And then we usually go to like different venues like 3 to 4 times a month.
Events. That's cool. And yeah. These people that you meet just become your friends and you hang out with them. Like, do you guys also do regular stuff together?
Oh, yeah. Like, we have a whole bunch of our kinky friends coming over for Friendsgiving on Thanksgiving.
Love it. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah. So we usually try to meet people that we actually, like, get along with pretty well so we can invite them over. We like having friends.
Yeah.
That are cool with the whole kink.
I mean, that's got to be pretty liberating, right? You can just totally be yourself and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the main reason we like decided to do that.
Well, that's really cool.
Just because we didn't want to like have to hide anything from any of our friends like explain why I have bruises all over.
And I mean, I have like a lock on my kink stuff too. Like, and every time someone comes over, I do like a sweep of the house. I'm like, okay, did I put that away? Did I put that away? Like, when you have kinky friends, you just don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Because no one's going to question why you have like a paddle out
or a pacifier hanging around. You're like, it's just, just who I am. That's really cool. I love that.
Or like, I have a bad habit of just carrying all my stuffed animals out and I leave them all over the house.
That's not as bad as like diapers, though. I mean, stuffed animals, I feel like you get away with.
Well, it's very true.
Well, Daisy, I had a really good time getting to know you, and thank you so much for, you know, sharing your story. And I learned a lot about events, actually, and I'm not too far from Utah, so maybe I could talk my fiance TK into coming to one of the events, and maybe I'll get to meet you in person someday.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Yeah, well, thank you so much again, and I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'll
Thanks
talk
so much
to you
for
soon.
Having me on.
Of course. Bye, Daisy. Okay.
Bye.